Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the formalization of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump, saying the president must be held accountable for his betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and the betrayal of the integrity of our elections. Pelosi specifically charged that the administration had violated the law by not turning over a whistleblower complaint concerning President Trump's July call with the Ukrainian President Zelensky, citing testimony that the Director of National Intelligence was blocking the release of the complaint. She said this is a violation of the law. The president apparently pushed Zelensky to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. The president vowed to release a complete transcript of his call, though it's unlikely to settle the issue in Congress. First, let's go with Howard Bloom, the author of The Global Brain. Howard, your take on this situation?
Well, there's no impartiality here. The Democrats and the Republicans are living in two separate worlds. Let's change that. The Trump followers, because that's not all Republicans. And the world of Trump, Democrats have been out to get poor Donald ever since he declared his candidacy. They have mounted what Trump calls the greatest and most destructive witch hunt of all time. President Barack Obama and his team, according to this view, used the FBI to spy on Trump in early 2016. They concocted a phony story about Trump and Russia. Now they are concocting another phony story about an intelligence community whistleblower and an alleged Trump attempt to coerce the new president of the Ukraine, digging up dirt on Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and Hunter was on the board of a Ukrainian oil company. The real criminals here, says Trump, are Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. But according to the Trumpists, all these Democratic dirty deeds are a part of a coup, an attempt to undo the results of the 2016 election, an attempt to undo the will of the people. As the Tea Party supporters of Trump see it, by harassing Donald Trump, the Democrats are committing treason. Then there's the Democratic view. Things look very different from the Democratic point of view. Donald Trump has committed at least half a dozen crimes, according to the Democrats. Until late this afternoon, he refused to turn over the complaint of the whistleblower to Congress, a criminal act, an act that violates the law. Trump has violated the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution by hosting foreign delegates at his hotels and making it clear that those who spend the most money in his commercial empire will get the most favored treatment. This is bribery. Trump took an oath to uphold the Constitution, according to the Democratic view, but he has violated the Constitution's separation of powers. He has trampled on Congress's power of the purse by redirecting $3.6 billion that Congress clearly allocated for the military to his border wall. Trump has tried to cripple Congress's constitutional powers of oversight by refusing to allow the members of his administration who have been called to testify to appear, or in the case of Corey Lewandowski this week, by instructing Trump, or Trump team member, to literally show as much contempt for Congress as he possibly can. Contempt of Congress is punishable by jail time. But that's not all. Trump has broken the law that says a candidate cannot accept things of value from foreigners for a campaign. Trump built his entire 2016 campaign around a Russian gift, Hillary Clinton's emails, then openly encouraged the Russians to reveal more of them. But that's not all. Trump's Republican Party has rigged the American electoral system so that a Republican candidate that gets a mere 48% of the vote can beat a Democratic candidate who gets 52%. Donald Trump's election does not, according to the Democrats, represent the will of the people. Far from it. Trump lost the election to Hillary Clinton by 3 million votes.
Yeah, but he won the Electoral College.
Yes, he won the Electoral College, but we could say that Trump's election, at least in the Democratic view, is a violation of the people's will. And there's more. Donald Trump lies. He gives false witness roughly a half a dozen times.
So let me ask you, do you think this impeachment inquiry is warranted? Yes or no?
Yes, I think it's very much needed.
All right, now let's get the views of Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. John, go ahead.
Well, I mean, Nancy Pelosi said today, and we have to believe her, this is not political. Oh, it's not political. When the Mueller report basically vindicated Trump, you know, on March 23rd, the Democrat fantasy of impeaching Trump went bust. But what did they do instead? What they did was they sent Gerald Nadler, the House, Judiciary Committee chairman, they sent Adam Schiff on another witch hunt to cherry pick anything they could find out of the Mueller report to prove that Trump obstructed justice. Well, what happened now is that they have their smoking gun, or they think they do. But isn't it jumping the gun a little bit, not even knowing what the transcript is? You talk about a rush to judgment right now, where the Pelosi has been under massive pressure from the Quad Squad, especially AOC, who essentially said 2 days ago that the biggest scandal of all is not Trump's misdeeds, not his law-breaking, but it's why the Democrat Party has not impeached him. So finally, they're getting what they want right now, which is to throw as much mud on Trump, and this was always the Democrat plan, throw as much mud on him as they can between now and the election, hope that it sticks, and that they can prevent him from a second term. But, you know, these are serious charges. If the transcript reveals, George, that Trump did try to coerce the Ukrainian president into investigating the Bidens in exchange for $450 million in military aid, then I think they've got a case.
Then they got a case. That's
true. I do.
We'll find out what happens. All right, John, thank you. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a 6-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.